Cindy Hendricks joins us by phone on this Tuesday afternoon for the Appleton Library Show. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So how's your day going so far?
It's going.
It's going.
You know, it's summer, so we're super excited here to see lots of kids. We have lots of registrations for our summer reading program and great attendance at our first event last week. That was just phenomenal. We're just kind of pinching ourselves because we're so excited about it all.
Yeah. I love looking at your Facebook posts, the Appleton Library Facebook posts. It's just so many people coming to your events.
I know. I like I said, it just makes you excited about coming to work every day because you just never know what the next new thing is going to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, but speaking of events, tonight at 5:30 p.m., we are doing a preschool story time that's all about flowers.
Oh.
So we invite all preschoolers and their parents, of course, to come and join us for this fun floral event. I know that Georgia has lots of exciting things planned, so we hope that people can sneak on down here, and it's 5:30 p.m. here at the Appleton Public Library. So, yeah, super exciting, and then we have a summer reading event tomorrow afternoon that requires registration, and we are full.
Oh.
We're doing a tie-dye t-shirt event.
Oh, fun.
So be crossing your fingers and toes that we don't have rain for tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we're super excited about that. And then next week, Steve Sherwood will be here actually three times this month.
Oh.
So he was here on the 1st of June. He will be here on the 15th of June, which is a Wednesday, but from 1 to 3 p.m. So keep that in mind. We changed the time of day. And then he'll also be here on the 29th. And so keep in mind, he helps you with your computer. He does ABE, ESL. He helps you with all sorts of techie things. So if you've got a new device or you've got a device you need to figure out, stop on down. He is super patient and good about all those things.
Okay.
And then next week, we have a take and make for the kids that is so incredibly wonderful. You're going to want to make sure to pick one of those up. And this is for our summer readers. It is a birdhouse take and make. And there are all sorts of different sizes and all sorts of different techniques that you can use to decorate them. And that'll be a first come, first serve so that you can just stop on in and pick one up next week. Also, keep in mind, we're going to be closed on Monday, June 20th for Juneteenth, which is the Sunday before. It's the first time we've had this holiday, so keep that in mind and plan accordingly. I just wanted to make sure to let people know that.
Okay. All right. So many activities happening.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Summer.
Yeah, every Wednesday afternoon at 3:30, we have some summer reading activity. It's either you pick up a take and make, or it's mostly in person activities. And we are doing a variety of really fun things. I mean, stuff I think I'd like to do this as an adult. Anyway, but something really fun all the time. And then we have our book club still going on. So if you're interested in that, we've got a book club and a bag kit here. You can stop on in and join us. We usually meet the last Monday of each month at 5 p.m.
Good.
So, yeah, something exciting for adults to do, too,
There you go. All right, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
And we've got a few new things to talk about. Nora Roberts has a new book out called Night Work. It's Harry Booth, a master thief, breaks things off with Miranda when a dangerous contract might harm her. Clive Cussler's 19th book, The Numa Files, actually it's written by Graham Brown A Search for Lost Treasure puts Kurt Austin and Joe Zavala in the middle of cyber war. Two Nights in Lisbon by Chris Pavone. Questions arise when Ariel Price's new husband goes missing. And a couple of new nonfiction things. Here's the Deal by Kellyanne Conway. The former senior counselor in President Trump's White House gives her account of her time in politics. And then Swing and a Hit by Paul O'Neill and Jack Curry. It's the five-time World Series champion 5-time All-Star, shares stories of his time in professional baseball. So if you're looking for that Father's Day gift for a baseball fan, that definitely might be something.
Yeah, that Father's Day is coming up too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah. So keep that in mind. So if you have a favorite author or you're just looking for a recommendation on a book that you would like to read, just give me a stop on down at the Appleton Library. We're all voracious readers, and we read a little bit of everything. So we love to make book recommendations.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about where you're located and when you're open, Cindy.
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can, of course, like us on Facebook and find out all the latest happenings and things going on. Check out our website, and of course, don't forget to check out digital content. That stuff is available 24/7 for downloadables to your portable devices.
Okay. Yeah, tell us, before I let you go, you mentioned the flower that's coming up. When?
Tonight.
Tonight, okay.
It's Tuesday. It's tonight, Tuesday, at 5:30 p.m.
And what's that? What do you do there?
Oh, we have stories, we have songs, we play games, we do all sorts of stuff with the preschoolers.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes we have special guests. Last month we had a rabbit, a live rabbit, and the kids just absolutely loved it. So you never know what she's got up her sleeve.
Yeah.
We like to keep a few surprises, you know.
Yeah. Say, how'd the Bramble Zoo event go?
Super great attendance, wonderful attendance, and, you know, they just never disappoint because they just do a fabulous job when they come out and when you go there, too. So pretty exciting.
Did they bring their large reptile, the large snake?
They bring a few things that are kind of creepy and crawly.
Kids loved it, though, I bet.
I know. They super love it. So that's great.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you next time, then.
Sounds super. You have a great week.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.